This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New coronavirus cases have dropped to zero in China, but have overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The pandemic's persistence has hindered efforts to keep people safe and revive economies at the same time, disrupting the Memorial Day weekend in the U.S. and celebrations around the Muslim world marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan.
South America has become a new epicenter for the disease.
Dr. Michael Ryan is director of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program.
We've seen many South American countries with increasing numbers of cases.
Brazil and Mexico have reported record numbers of cases and deaths. Infections have also risen in Peru, Chile, and Ecuador, where intensive care units have been swamped, though all three countries have drawn praise for imposing early business shutdowns and quarantines. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says that tourists will be able to visit his country beginning in July. Madrid residents have welcomed the announcement that Spain's government will ease the lockdown in Madrid and Barcelona beginning Monday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
People in the capital Madrid and second city Barcelona will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month, but full restrictions have remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe. In other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population, the lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday the country will open to international visitors from July. Summer tourism is a major earner here, as well as in Greece and Italy, whose picturesque Amalfi coast is preparing for the possibility of tourists post-lockdown.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. Pakistan's aviation minister said Saturday an independent inquiry would be held into a plane crash in the port city of Karachi, which killed almost everyone on board. The announcement came as the first funerals were held for the victims of the crash. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The plane crash-landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster.
That has also been handed over to
Arshad Malik, the head of Pakistan International Airlines, said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. He told controllers he'd lost power from both engines. Flight PK8303 was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. With many people traveling for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, expected to fall on Sunday or Monday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Donald Trump opened his Memorial Day weekend with something he hasn't done in a while, a round of golf. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The trip Saturday to Trump National Golf Club in Northern Virginia is the president's first to one of his private golf properties since early March. That trip to his club in West Palm Beach, Florida, came several days before he declared a national emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. The president has been pushing states to fully reopen businesses and outdoor venues after they were closed to help slow the virus's spread. Friday, he declared places of worship essential and told governors they should allow them to reopen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's Merlot with a side of mask as many of California's wineries await state approval to reopen their tasting rooms for customers. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
The drought of customers is taking its toll, says Duckhorn Wines' Carol Reaver.
We cannot wait to welcome everyone back. These wines can't drink themselves.
But how do you sip with a mask?
You're welcome to take those off once you're seated at the table.
Which are 6 feet apart. It's the same over at Coppola Winery, says CEO Corey Beck.
We want you to feel safer here than you do going to Safeway, right? And if we can do that, we've done our job.
Most tasting rooms don't open until phase three of the plan. I'm Julie Walker.
After nearly 3 months of shutdown to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus, Vatican museums have been preparing to reopen to visitors on June 1st. The Vatican on Saturday said all visitors have to wear protective masks and will have their temperature checked before entry. Ticket sales and souvenir revenues are a major source of income for the Holy See. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Dean.